Right now, it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented, as always, by Community Works. They've got two thrift shops, one in Chapel Hill, one in Carrboro. They're both closed and not accepting physical donations now, but check their Facebook for updates and a lot of ways you can still help support their mission of building a community where kids and their families have equitable access to resources and opportunity. We're in this together, and together we'll get through it. We've got Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson, WCHL's Edgy Nightmare Man, here in the studio for another round of Kids Q. How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm delighted that Edgy Nightman is back.
Are you the Edgy Weekend Man? We've got to come up with a nickname for you.
I have approximately.
AJ's got two nicknames now. You've got none. How does that happen?
Well, I guess AJ does count.
It does.
As
yeah.
a nickname. So
that's
AJ nickname. And Edgy. I don't know. I have approximately 0% edge to me, so I feel like I'm not necessarily
I don't know. You are Victor's wearing that hat smooth. With your brim cocked just slightly off to an angle, so
conscious style decisions to appear edgy.
Oh, that's the opposite of edgy.
Exactly.
You're right.
That's
oh,
what I'm
man.
Telling you.
That is so mainstream.
Negative edge.
But we can still give you a nickname, though. What should Victor's nickname be?
That sounds like a question for Aaron A.J. Johnson.
What should Victor's nickname be? Oof. Well, see, here's the problem. I don't just want to go giving him one because
yeah,
this is not
true.
Something
it's gotta happen organically.
It has to be something that everybody goes,
Yeah, I see that. Nicknames are earned, I'll tell you what.
That's true. All right, well, we'll keep like having it in the back of our mind. If it comes up, that'll be your nickname.
Absolutely.
All right. Everyone ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
Get around the radio. Here is today's question. Would you rather be 100 feet tall or 1 inch tall? And what would you do?
1 inch tall. Duh. That's not even a question.
No, I've seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That is not a good
list of it. And it ruled.
They had to run away from ants.
I can ride a hot wheel track.
No, they befriended the ant. They had to run away from the lawnmower. That was even worse.
And also the cat. Don't forget about the cat.
Oh, the cat. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But
I do not want to be at a size where a cat decides, you know what?
100 feet tall is
yeah, I'm good with that.
Too tall.
I've seen Gulliver's Travels.
Actually, it didn't really work out for him either way in Gulliver's Travels, did it?
I feel like there's a lot that I want to say about Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, don't get Victor started on Jonathan Swift.
That's such a true statement. If you're 100...
That proposal was not modest at all, I tell you what.
If you are 100 feet tall, there is approximately nothing in this world left for you. Everything would be so small. No clothing, no transportation, although I guess you get places a lot faster by walking if you're 100 feet tall.
I don't have enough money to afford a house big enough to accommodate me at 100 feet tall.
I guess in being 100 feet tall, you would have to exploit that situation to try and make yourself some money, but
you
then that's pretty
the Empire State
inherently
it's
degrading.
True. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like being 1 inch tall is not only the cooler option, because as previously mentioned, you get to like ride Hot Wheels tracks. You could have like an RC car that's your own thing that you drive around, like Stuart Little style. It's more efficient. You need less food. You need less beer. You need less water. You need less space.
True.
Things could be really fun
well,
if you're
this
one
This is the plot of the Matt
That's
Damon film
I was just
going to
say, wasn't that
I
the
believe.
Plot from Matt Damon's? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that worked out well for them either.
He had to
if
shave
I remember
his head,
right.
though, and I'm not
that
not a
particular
huge fan of
that. Capitalist nightmare of a movie. I still want to be 1 inch tall because I am not interested in being 100 feet tall and nude, and that is the end of my argument because there are no clothes suited for a 100 foot tall man, and I cannot afford. I'm trying to figure out how long my jeans would be. Like 40 feet if I'm 100 feet tall?
They're about.
What are they now?
Like 32.
So you got 32-inch legs now. How tall are you?
6 feet tall.
6 feet, so...
How did this turn into math?
12 times 6...
72.
...is going to be 72. Mm. So you're at 32.
So a little less than half.
Yeah.
So a little less
than
half.
So about 40 feet.
So you'd be probably in the neighborhood of like 42 to 43 feet long pants.
Right.
I feel like that's a lot of denim. Also, shoes. You'd be barefoot all the time. Your old crusty hobbit feet. They'd be so huge stomping on cars and junk.
Yeah. That would be problematic, wouldn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
it totally would. You'd have to shower in a car wash.
Would that even fit in a car wash? Like,
would you
like
fit
crawling
in a
through that fancy car wash?
No.
With, like,
you don't crawl, you just lay there
going.
And it drags you through. You're
oh, yeah,
to
that's right.
You're
just,
not supposed to move once
yeah,
you're in
the car. Yeah, put yourself in neutral and it just
slowly pulls you through.
It's like a massive garage rolling thing that you use to get underneath cars. But you're just laying on it and it's just pulling you through slowly.
All right, so Victor's an inch tall. How about you?
I mean, I'm going to go 100 feet.
You're going to go 100 feet? How do you address all of the legitimate concerns that Victor has raised?
Construction jobs.
I have no concerns in the things that Victor raised. I have no problem being naked. I'm 100 feet tall.
That's true.
I don't care.
What are you going to do? Laugh at me? Okay. Fink!
Flick.
Field goal!
Ooh, playing paper football, but like with giant paper football would be really cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a 10-foot tall paper football.
Yeah, I would like that a lot, actually.
I'm going to bring him around. I'm going to bring him around.
Maybe.
I suppose there are advantages to being 100 feet tall. Keck, what's your answer?
I don't know. Like, I think you've sold me on 1 inch tall, but I don't think either of these are particularly good options. I would like to have a little beep beep car that I could drive around wherever I want.
Absolutely.
That would be cool.
You could, like, live in a dollhouse?
Yeah.
But, like, a ballin' dollhouse?
It would take a long time to get where you're going in the little beep beep car.
Yeah, and I guess you would have to have some kind of contact that would be able to engineer/machine you the stuff that you need.
I also feel like Stuart Little's little beep beep car was obnoxiously fast for the size that it was.
Yeah, yeah.
There's actually, speaking of math, there's like really fun math for how fast RC cars are going to scale. Like,
they fly.
Yeah. Like,
flying.
It is unbelievable, like, hundreds of miles an hour per scale. Like, if this was a full-size car, it would be the fastest car in the world, which is super cool. I've always liked that sort of thing. But, yeah, one inch is so small. I can't even have, like, a mini fridge. I'm going to have, like...
A mini fridge?
At least three recursive minis worth of fridge.
Or, like, a mini fridge, but with a ladder.
How would I open it, though?
How would you open the cans
with
that
like
are in
a
the
remote
mini fridge?
With a remote control is my favorite.
I'm going to point out...
Automation, baby.
Everything would have
Being
to be
an
automated.
Inch tall... You're actually requiring more things to be produced for you because now they have to start producing food in 1 inch scale size.
But I could automate things on an iPad.
So wasteful.
That I could also stand
so
on that
wasteful,
iPad.
So wasteful. Think about it. You
and
get...
reenact the keyboard scene
from
Big.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Which would be cool.
But again,
I'm just saying.
It's so wasteful because one piece of bread, you won't be able to eat all of it, and you're just going to throw the rest away.
That's true. Well, you like you.
I'm also counting on a support
you...
system. I'm definitely hoping that
feet,
I have at
it's
least.
It's just you get more of the stuff you usually get. You're talking about the creation of an entire new production system.
Who would you rather have as a house guest? A 100-foot tall person or a 1-inch tall person?
I don't have a house, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I do. And
Which
I would,
would
rather
you prefer?
Have a 1-inch tall person.
Well, yeah, because when they tick you off, you can just throw them out and they can't get back in.
I could
Except
also easily take care of a 1-inch tall person. I'm not trying to deal with a 100-foot tall jabroni.
You don't want to make a 1-inch tall person mad. They could really start doing some shenanigans around your house.
They could. I could.
Of course, a 100-foot tall person could start doing some shenanigans around.
No, they just crush your house.
They would just crush your house. Yeah, the shenanigans would be very short and sweet with the 100-foot tall person. Ironically,
they could just live in the hole with the mouse that they've just killed to kick. It's a very primeval existence as a 1-inch tall person.
It's a much more primal experience as a 100-foot tall person. I feel like your ideal life as a 100-foot tall person is living on an island alone.
I feel like all of this is coming around to I'm happy just the way I am.
Same.
Yeah.
You know what? Same.
I mean, I could be taller.
Fair, but not much taller,
yeah.
Right?
I'll take another 4 inches.
Couple inches? Yeah. Maybe.
I was
all right,
you
if you are driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, we still don't have a nickname for you. We'll figure it out later.
Crunchwrap McGurk.
Crunchwrap McGurk, that's true.
Just taking my archaic nicknames. Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
I was going to call you Long Jeans for a second.
Long Jeans.
That's your pirate name.
Totally.
Long Jean Lewis.
Terror of the Seven Seas.
Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.